Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We have reached the final hour of the week and also the end of the caller bracket competition. It has been one of the most successful things we've done here in a long time. So hold your hat, take a deep breath, and breaking news, legend has won the 2022 Feinbaum Callers Bracket. Hail to the champion. He had a tough road knocking off Larry, and then Jim, and then finally I-Man, who survived the right side of the bracket. Legend knocks out I-Man. So it was quite a battle, but Legend is the champion of the world. Alabama has won something. And we are back. Congratulations, Legend. Kind of hate seeing it end. It was really exciting. A lot of upsets. Let's continue with more phone calls here and check in with Debbie, who is in Arkansas. Hello, Debbie.
Hey, Paul. Love your show. The first time caller.
Wonderful.
It's kind of, your show's kind of crazy, but I think that's why I love it. So I have a question. I have never seen, we love Coach Musk, and I never have seen his dad. I never watched his dad coach, but I was wondering, do you think they have the same similarities as far as their coaching style?
I'm guessing yes, and in fact, I did see his dad coach as a younger person, but I would be struggling to try to remember much about what I saw. He coached both at Minnesota and in the NBA, but I'm guessing yes. In fact, we talked to Musk about 2 weeks ago, and he talked about how he used to go to work with his dad every day and really tried to study everything he did. So I think there is a high likelihood that he took a lot of what Bill Musselman did and implemented it. And I think the most interesting part about Musselman's career, and you know this living in Arkansas, but the fact that, you know, he flamed out early with the NBA, and it's tough to come back after that and to see where his career is. This is not a young coach. I mean, he's in his mid-50s, mid to late 50s. I mean, it's a remarkable turnaround.
Well, we're proud of him. I just can't imagine what our team would have done if we didn't have him, because we went through so much, you know, with so many failures and coaching and things like that. So I'm glad we've got him. Hope we get to keep him.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. And again, we talk about Bill Musselman, who died about 20 years ago, but he was a very prominent coach in his day. I remember him primarily from Minnesota. There was a big controversy that he was involved with about 50 years ago that turned into a brawl. And it really did scar the program. He later went on and coached in professional ball for a number of years, including with the Cavs and a couple of other spots, Minnesota. But ultimately, he coached at South Alabama briefly. I remember seeing him down there. He was there a couple of years ago. Then he went back to the NBA. I mean, it was really quite an unusual. He did pretty well down in Mobile, but it was a very unusual career, back and forth quite a few times. Let's check out Jerome, who is up next. Jerome,
what's going on, Feinbaum?
We are doing great.
What you doing today, man? Besides being foolish.
Well, any reaction to Legend winning the contest?
Oh, congratulations, Legend. Congratulations. Hard fought battle. Hard fought battle. Now, let's move on from the damn Putin. Listen, I heard the lady said, Kyle talk about her favorite poet and stuff. That had me sitting back thinking, man, why nobody ever never asked a damn black man who is his favorite damn poet, man? You know, I got a favorite poet, man. You know what? Dolemite, Tupac, you know, you can throw in a little Boosie, T.I. No, all of them are my favorite poets. You know that? I know it'll put me some damn chicken wings on the grill, fine bomb, and sit back down the patio, man, and put that poetry on. Man, with some damn glaucoma medicine, I'd be in heaven. You hear me? Every damn day. You hear me? All the time. Later on at night, I might put on me a little Sanford and Son, Andy Griffin, Leave the Beaver, Jefferson. Shoot, I'm in heaven. It's off season. I'm feeling good. You hear me? I got in and everything to damn do right now, hear me? I'm about to lose my damn mind with the damn food. What you got to say about that?
Jerome, I don't know. You seem unusually relaxed tonight.
You don't seem to have any grievances. I saw the guy called in and was talking about the Andy Griffin show. He must have left me off of that episode, huh? You know, I ain't never watched no damn Andy Griffin show with a damn black man, have you?
Hey, Jerome, so when you were growing up, what did you watch on TV?
Man, you know what, I can barely damn remember, man. I watched a lot of Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
I was always playing sports,
I did like Looney Tunes, yeah.
I ain't had time to be playing, watching no damn TV, man. I was outside doing something. I was probably crawfishing or building a damn treehouse or picking muscadines or black bears or playing football, baseball, basketball or something. I was always doing something.
Jerome, were you a good athlete growing up?
Yeah, I was a good athlete, Paul. I could have played college sports, Paul. But then attitude killed that. You know what I mean? But that's okay, though. I get a chance in the second opportunity, in the second simulation. You know what I mean? I was a damn good athlete.
What was wrong with your – this is a stupid question here. What was wrong with your attitude?
Oh, man, don't start this damn food, is it? You know what I mean? I've been talking to you 20 damn years.
I mean, now you're starting to sound like that other guy.
I could have been, but I wasn't. I could have been a contender. Well, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, you shouldn't ask me. You know I'm a damn
truth. So how good could you have been?
I probably could have played college ball. I got a few letters back in the 80s, man. But, you know, the street got me fine, bro. You hear me? I saw all them doggone big rims, shiny rims, and listening to damn NWA, and they mess around, introduce crack cocaine to the scene, and Jesus Christ, it was a rap for me. Hear me? Man, they just took me by storm, Paul. Hear me? I mean, I was just gone. Then I ain't even there about no football. Hear me? All I cared about was putting some doggone hammers on some damn spoke rims on the damn old school. Hear me? Definitely. He got screwed up over there. I paid the call.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're back, Jerome. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We mentioned a minute ago the champion. Yes. I hear Queen in the background, don't you?
Yes.
We are the champion. No, he is the champion. Legend has arrived. Congratulations, Legend.
The champ is here. The champ is here. Woo! East Coast, baby. East Coast restoring the power back to the Bama Nation. Let's get the ceremony started. Come on up, Jim. Kiss the ring. Kiss the ring. Get on back. You're slobbering on it. You're drilling over it. Come on, Squirrel. Come on, Squirrel. Come on down here. Mm-hmm. Kiss that ring, Squirrel. Kiss that ring. I said the ring, not my kahunas. Get on out of here. Get on out of here.
Legend out of roll.
Woo! Woo, baby, woo! That's right. Ric Flair, baby. I just dropped the bomb on you callers. I want to thank everybody that voted for me. This one's for you, Mom. And Paul, this is my second championship. My second championship on the Flying Bob Show. I'm a dynasty. I'm like Alabama. And not like Georgia, baby. Woo! Legend out. Kiss the ring! Kiss the ring. The champ is out.
We'll take a short break. We are the champions playing in Legends House right now. Thanks for everybody for participating. We are coming right back with more of the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
There's some stunning news from the college football bowl season. One of my favorite bowl games is no longer. How many times have I sat down in Tampa having Bloomin' Onions as a sports writer while watching a game? And now the Outback Bowl has perished. It is now going to be called the Tampa Bay Bowl. Could anything sound more boring than that? I don't know. Okay, where do we go next, Mark? Jim? What you got, Jim?
Paul? I got something, Paul. Really, you know, we're out here on the grounds of Augusta National. We, the players, we knew the controversy, and we spoke to the guy at the scorer's table. Asterisk on that new winner, Paul. Asterisk.
Asterisk
goes up on the scoreboard at Augusta National. He's not yet. It's an asterisk on there, baby.
I think he won fair and square, Jim. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. That's bad. There's going to be a review, investigation coming strong. Like you said, the Georgia Board of Liars was involved. We know that for a fact.
Okay, well, we will investigate, Jim. Thanks for the heads up. Larry, what do you got?
What I got is a recount, like Trump. We'll storm your building up there, Larry Light. We ain't putting
oh,
over
my
this
goodness.
Mess.
So we're now going to have a January 6th reaction to Legend winning? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, we'll storm your building. Us in the lay light, we know better. That giggling fool don't deserve nothing. I haven't been sick.
Yeah, I got bad news for you and Jim, Larry. It's over. We're not having a recount.
Hell no.
To have a recount, you have to have some substantive charge. Come on, these guys are just, I mean, do you agree? I thought they sounded pretty weak. I didn't hear a legitimate explanation there. Let's check out with Reed, who is in Kansas. Hello, Reed.
Hello. How are you today?
Hey, Reed.
Oh, I guess congratulations to Legend on winning the collar bracket.
Okay.
And I am pretty shocked about that Gonzaga game last night.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
Which game are you glued to tonight? I guess you got Kansas playing, don't you?
Yeah, they play Providence sometime tonight.
Yeah.
And so now both of my final two teams are gone.
Yesterday was two number ones going out. Was pretty the final the final blow to anyone's bracket. Hey, Reed, you take care of yourself. Great to hear from you. Let's check in with another guy who many thought would have a chance to win the caller bracket. He did place, but he could be an ultimate champion next year. And this is the guy that many people felt did get screwed. Am I supposed to use that word? K-Dub is you know me, K-Dub. Well, I shoot straight. I don't find flowery words.
Well, sometimes you just got to call it like it is, you know. I ain't quivering over it, you know. I understand, you know, the powers to be had a different agenda.
You technically lost to Augie, and I am here to tell you, the last time I saw the race, you had more votes.
Well, the last time you saw the race, I had more votes. The last time I saw the race, I had more votes. The final results, I had more votes. But, you know, like I told you the other day, I guess I didn't win by enough. I didn't cover the spread. It should have been bigger. Should have won by more. So that's my fault. It ain't our fault. I gave y'all a decision to make. Y'all made the decision. I shouldn't have made the decision. But I do want to say something about Legend, though. I don't think any other caller on this show can say they've been around Legend more than I have. I don't think you've been around Legend more than I have.
No, you brought Legend to the show.
No, we were just on kind of together. You know, I didn't bring him on. He didn't bring me. His name stands alone. My name stands alone. But together, our name stands powerful. But I do want to say this. Most of the people that calling and saying, oh, he ain't this, he ain't that, you know, them the same people that once was, you know, they was friends with him until he smacked them around or until they smacked each other around. So that's how it goes. Everybody is everybody's friend if you got something nice to say. And, you know, once you stray from the script, that's out of the script a little bit, because all of them got a little script. Once you stray away from the script and they say and you say something they don't like, they turn on you. I told Legend that a long time ago. All those, you know, those so-called, you know, some guys he tried to make friends with, I told him, I said, well, they'll be back calling you dumbass in a few weeks. You'll be back a moron. You'll be back a nothing in a few weeks once they get through with you. And that's what happened. But Legend's a smart guy. He knew that. But I do want to say, it's no one more deserving. You might not like his character. You might not like some of the stuff you say. He might be too pro-Alabama for you guys. But I will say this. No one is more entertaining. Especially on this show. And I talk to him personally. I know he knows football, basketball, sports in general. So I will say this. It is well-deserved. But, Legend, if you go against me, brother, it'll be a match that people have never seen. But you do deserve this, brother, and congratulations. But I'm coming for you. I'm coming, brother. Son, to save me now.
I always hate to hear see the friends go after each other. Remember, I grew up watching wrestling like you did, Randy, and there was this tag team. Still remembered. I was about 8 years old, and then they had a falling out, and then they had to fight, and that really bugged me. Yeah, it was before that. But and now you got the possibility of K-Dub and Legend. I mean, for those who don't know the history of this show, and there should be a book out any day now on this, they were members of, let's see, SOS, Sons of Saban. They formed a group after Nick Saban got the job at Alabama. And that's how I met these guys. We went out to lunch one day, Pat Smith, who we had on a few weeks ago, who helped to create this show. We all went out with Legend and K-Dub and I can't remember who else, but I know this guy was not there, but he would have been. He would have had a good time had he been there. Handsome Joe is on the air.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? I've got to agree with K-Dub. Man, to me, he would have been my second place pick. He would have been, and I think he got robbed. But I want to congratulate Legend, Black Hat East Coast, Kiss the Rings. Hey, well deserved, Paul. And he has started something, Paul, that's catching wildfire right now. The Legend regime. You know, right now I'm just a little private in the Army, but I hope to become a general one day. I mean, Legend already knows. I'll fight battles. I mean, you've heard me these phone calls. I'll fight my own battle. So, hey, but anyway, congrats to Legends. But, man, Larry called in, Man, Paul, when I lost, did you hear me crying?
No.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't crying. I mean, what are these dudes telling him crying for?
I thought both Larry and Jim sounded kind of whiny there, didn't they?
They sounded real whiny. I mean, they're just, I mean, what do they expect, Paul? But, I mean, you're talking about two people that think they're the best man ever God ever created. And, hey, the people spoke. The people spoke. And, you know, they're just not it. And so, you know, and one I know is an Alabama fan. And why Larry ever started hating me, I still have no idea on that one. But Jim, I mean, he's just a blowhard, Paul. I mean, that's all he's ever going to be. And he's going to whiny baby. Hell, Paul, I got put out before he did, and I'm not sitting here whining.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I'm not. I mean, I think it was a good, fair contest, and, hey, let the people vote, right? Let the people vote. I mean, but you can sit there and call yourself the best.
Don't be so sure about it being fair, but, yeah, it was a good contest.
Well, I do think K-Dub may have got screwed right there just a little bit. I mean, I think he may have did, Paul. I think he did.
We had a conflict. We have to admit it. I mean, Augie was our counsel, so Augie was not only the show counsel, but he was in charge of the vote count. So there could have been something that happened there.
There could have been, but you know, I don't even want to mention his name no more. Augie is he's garbage to me. That's all he's ever going to be, Paul. And I, you know, if Augie is so full of crap, if he ever took a crap, he'd disappear. I mean, he comes in here with these little, you know how a lawyer do or a lawyer want to be, you know, backup paralegal. They'll come with these little subtle things like, oh, well, you know what? Joe Parrish dropped him off. They got charged with littering. I mean, little crap like this, Paul. That's not even a man. And plus, about being a man. And Legend, I heard him say this yesterday about Larry in Missouri. Now, I like Larry. I've always liked him. He's one of the main reasons I even started calling your show. And he said, and I've heard it from other people since, that he's been talking about me on Twitter. Well, he blocked me on Twitter to where he's talking to everybody else, but he's not going to tell me to my face what he's got to say. And what do you call a man like that, Paul? That's a coward. So I don't like Larry in Missouri no more. And if he's going to block me and he's going to get on Twitter and say all this garbage.
Did you guys know Larry was on Twitter?
No.
See, I have some suspicion about that, Handsome Joe, and I'll let Larry answer the question.
I'm talking about Larry in Missouri.
That was a fake account. I've always felt like somebody was doing that account and pinning it on Larry.
I'm talking about Larry in Missouri.
Oh, Larry in Missouri. Oh, I'm sorry. Larry in Missouri is real. He's real. I can attest to that.
Right. Well, he blocked me, and what I hear, he's been trashing me. And, you know, when you trash everybody
a tweet from him. We would put it on the screen, except we'd all get fired.
Well, I mean, why does he block me and then talk about me? I mean, that's a coward, Paul. And I always thought good of him. And there's nothing I've ever done to him personally besides when I talked about Kyler Murray.
I can't say exactly what he said on Twitter because it's too inflammatory. But he did. But he did end his tweet by saying hashtag inbred.
Well, I tell you what, this is hashtag don't kiss the ring, kiss the middle finger. Hashtag kiss the middle finger, Larry Missouri. Be a man. Be 21. Tell me to my face. Don't put it all on Twitter. Tell me to my face. Because that's just a coward, Paul.
Okay. Well, I think we got that point across. We are heading to the break. The week is not over yet, although we would somehow wish it was. 30 minutes to go. You can give us a ring right now.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We're back, and let's continue with Quinn, who is in Kansas. Hello, Quinn.
Hey, Paul. Happy Friday.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like you're ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I think by this time on Friday night, most people are.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell Legend congratulations. Sounds like Larry and Jim are kind of sore losers.
It does sound that way. I mean, Jim was trying to come up with some legal action, wasn't he?
I know. If I would have voted, I would probably have voted for Handsome Joe.
Yeah, no.
He's pretty funny.
I'm just
but
glad
anyways,
to hear
those games last night.
Moving on. I'm sorry, Quinn. Go ahead.
Those games last night were awesome.
They were, and the next round starts in about 35 minutes. I can't wait.
Well, and yeah, we'll be watching Kansas, so hopefully they do well. Well, anyways, I was going to tell you, when I talked to you the other day, and I told you that, the assistant Keith Smart at in Arkansas.
Right.
He played here at Garden City Junior College for my dad. But kind of a funny story is the coach, the head coach in Arkansas, he was at Nevada, right, before
Correct.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Coach Musselman.
Yes. Well, we actually moved when I was young, before we moved to Kansas. We lived in Nevada, and my dad was actually the coach at Nevada, the basketball coach.
Oh, wow. You've got quite the connection.
Yes, and then Mark Fox, who was at Nevada and then went to Georgia.
Yeah, we knew Mark.
Yep, he is from Garden City, Kansas, and we grew up together. We even went to prom in high school.
You and Mark Fox?
Me and Mark Fox.
That's hilarious. You know, we should
he also played here for my dad at the junior college.
No, I thought Mark Fox was a pretty good coach, and I think it turned out getting rid of him at Georgia blew up in their face because they got nothing out of the next couple of years. You know, Quinn, you've reminded me of something, and I shouldn't. A friend of mine from my high school days, I ended up intersecting with her daughter recently. And all of a sudden, you're sitting there on a Zoom meeting. She was asking me about some organization she's involved with. You're talking to this young lady who has similarities to her mother, and you're back in whatever time period you're in, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We should do a show in the summer. You know, let's hook up everybody with your high school prom date. That would be like, can you imagine?
Well, Mark was a really good guy. I had him in a lot of classes. He was pretty smart. Matter of fact, he kind of helped me get through biology because I sat next to him. So,
well, I cannot tell a lie, but this young lady that I was talking to her daughter, that's how we started dating. I was in geometry and I couldn't figure it out, so she started tutoring me.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
We should do that.
Well,
that would
Paul,
be a hilarious show.
Oh, that would be. That would be awesome. Well, I hope the games are as good tonight as they were last night, and you have a good weekend.
Well, thank you. You have given us a great, great idea. And Mark's doing okay. He's out in California now, so we'll check in with him. Thank you, or he was. Let's continue. You like that idea? Have you seen, when was the last time you saw your high school prom date or girlfriend?
Probably 30 years ago.
Yeah. I think that would be about right. Let's maybe we shouldn't do it. Imagine Jim's prom date. Well, we don't know. We don't know when the prom was. Eugene is up next in Georgia. Hello, Eugene.
How about it, Paul? It's a great Friday here in Georgia, baby. National champions, and we smoked them Alabama Crimson Tide.
It sure is.
But all joking aside, Jim's the number one caller, always has been and always will be. I'm on Jim's side here. These imposters, these con men that keeps coming, popping up here and there. Jim could take them one-on-one on a golf course, in a wrestling ring, basketball court, football court, and a pool table, baby. And there ain't nothing legend can take care of but them pink panties when he was in the chain gang, buddy. Huh? How about that? Huh, that's the only black hat is the pink panty hat. That's what that dude's wearing.
Yeah. Watch out. Black hat won't like that.
Black hat was wearing pink panties when he was in the chain gang, baby. I know he was wearing. You can look at him and tell what he'll do with one. Huh? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I've never been on a chain gang, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a pink panty wearer. Yeah, he is. Yeah, uh-huh. A go boy. That's what we called him, a go boy.
Were you in jail, Eugene?
Jim rules. If it wasn't for Jim, there wouldn't be no Paul Feinbaum on the SEC network. You'd still be doing that little radio show over in Birmingham.
You think so, Eugene?
Jim done said it. Jim wrote it down. He wrote it down and said it three times. That means
now you're right. Now you're right about that. I would be stuck in Birmingham. Never been able to touch the stars like we have here.
Absolutely. You're right. So just take it easy on old Jim there, y'all. I think y'all did some ballot box stuffing. What y'all did on old Jim, and I'm on Jim's side on this thing. And if he needs a good lawyer, I know a few over here in the big ATL that take care of.
Yeah, you got a couple of good election lawyers over there, if I remember the last election crisis.
Oh yeah, we got some works both sides of the ballot box.
Exactly.
Who you want, who's got the most money?
Yeah, well, that's how lawyers always do it. They don't care about anything other than the paycheck. Hey, thank you for the call. Big Dog in the ATL is up next.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Just want to congratulate Legend. I don't see how it could have come out any other way. First-time caller to your show, long-time listener.
Thank you.
In all fairness, honesty, I'm a Georgia Bulldogs fan. Not like Red Dog. He does not represent the majority, at least I hope not, of Georgia Bulldog fans. But very uniquely entertaining show with a colorful cast of characters. I just decided today to give you a call and join in the fun. But I just want to congratulate Arkansas. You know, Georgia's a dumpster fire in basketball right now. So, you know, when Georgia's not directly involved, I do pull for the SEC. I got to be honest, I didn't think that Arkansas would be the last SEC team standing, but I'm glad we have one. So my question to you is, do you think they can beat Duke?
Yeah, I think we lost you. I do think they can. Duke has been a strange team. They have played with great tightness. If you remember, they blew that game against UNC 3 weeks ago. Then they lost a similar type game to Virginia Tech in the ACC championship. And I don't think there was a lot of pressure on Duke last night because it was a Sweet 16, but suddenly it's all you're going to hear, Coach K to the Final Four. So I think they have to avoid that. When Duke is not loose, they're a great shooting team. They have phenomenal three-point shooters. And, you know, that's something for Arkansas to be concerned about. But Arkansas's defense has been so overwhelming and so suffocating that I think they have an excellent chance. We made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.